So, this is the unconference slot about GNOME safety. And I want this really to be a very, very interactive conversation, almost like a brainstorming session with all of you guys, the audience. So don't let me do all the talking, even though I have a few slides that I've put together to kind of like introduce the context of this discussion, introduce like what the problem is, what is it that I want to go with this. So GNOME safety, let's work on this together is the tagline. What is GNOME safety? This is a concept that was, I think, introduced following a keynote of GUADEC 2014 by Matthew Garrett, if I am remembering correctly. I really like this quote. I went back and kind of looked at the notes that were taken back then. I like this quote by Federico: safety is doing things that prevent harm to users. So it's a little bit of privacy, it's a little bit of security. However, those words usually have very specific technical connotations, or sometimes they are used as like in a way that makes them opposed to being user-friendly or to being even useful for a user. We definitely don't want any of that to happen, but we do want to prevent bad things from happening to our users. So a safety team was formed in 2014 following the, I think at GUADEC, actually. I was not part of that team, actually, so I don't know, but there is a wiki page there. A few ideas came from that session that happened at GUADEC. You all can go to the GNOME Wiki and search. I copied here a few of them that were, I think, relevant, where we did make some progress. So, of course, a lot of discussion revolved around sandboxing, which actually kind of happened in a way. Like, now we have Flatpak, we can have sandboxed applications. Not all of them are properly sandboxed. Not all of them work to, you know, their full feature set inside a sandbox yet, maybe. We have some work to do, but we are clearly in a much better place than 2 years ago with that regard. Application audit, I think that some of that happened. You know, there were talks about auditing some of the apps that go on the network, like maps or weather, or you know, things like notes that talk to web services to make sure that all communication happens through HTTPS, for instance, or that no information is leaked in plain text and things like that. I am not aware of any particular problem in that area. I think, again, that we're doing quite okay in that. And then I put a dot, 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 because really there were a lot of small ideas or things, but I am not sure that this is at the top of everyone's mind right now. And I think it's still very important. So hold that thought for a second. On another hand, in 2013, the GNOME Foundation, through, I think, on Planet GNOME, if I remember correctly, did a crowdfunding, a fundraising from people, and $20,000 were raised for privacy and security. So the goals with this money was to spend this money on features that make GNOME more secure and more privacy aware, which are concepts that are very, very similar to, you know, the concept of safety. This happened the year before. So now, fast forward to 2016, the funds are still in the bank. We still have $20,000 in the foundation bank account to spend on these topics. We haven't spent them. And as officer of the board, it's my duty to find the best way to spend this money. So I took an action item to do that and to basically talk, engage the community to find the best way to spend this. So basically, this is not me telling you I want to do X or Y. It's a call for help. Let's brainstorm all together. Let's take some time here. Let's start the discussion right now. Perhaps let's continue this discussion tomorrow and in the rest of the week during the buff days for some actionable ways to spend funds. I do want, however, to pitch some of my own ideas or ideas that have been floated around and see what you guys think. So one of the possible ideas was to make a hackfest. Let's make a hackfest. Let's identify, a number of people, a group of people that are interested in working on these topics in the community. They can sign up. They can express their interest. The foundation would support this group by flying them on somewhere and organizing a hackfest where they can write some of these new features that we decide, or where they can, make concrete progress during that week or however long the hackfest is. The problem with this, as far as I know, is that no one really from that team, except maybe for Toby. I don't know if Toby is in the room right now. No, not Toby. Is here at this Guadec. Maybe Steph. I don't know if Steph was also in that team, but also Steph. I don't see Steph here. Okay. But basically, there's no one in at the moment that can, of that former group or of a new group that is, has stepped up to push these topics forward. Is anyone here in this room interested in an idea like that? Alberto, yes. No. Gonna need this. I don't know how to turn it on. Yep, it's off. It's off.
Hello. Oh, there we go. So I'm not necessarily volunteering myself.
Okay.
But last week at Flock, I met some of the guys of the security team, and they're working on some really interesting use cases for disk encryption and some other security schemes. And they're coming to a point where they're starting to be able to worry about the desktop use cases. I met a few guys that I haven't met before from that team, and they're really enthusiastic to get involved in GNOME to help us achieve actionable items towards that goal. So if you organize a hackfest, let me know so that I can, you or us, organize a hackfest, let me know so that I can get the right people in touch. I'm not necessarily the person, I'm saying this is not my focus right now, but I'm happy to get people in touch
Great. No, thank you. As I said, it's not. I'm not a security expert either. Even though, I don't think that we need, like, if you frame it as safety as opposed to security, I don't think you need to be a security expert to actually make a difference on something. So I actually have a few other ideas here. So another thing that we could do instead of Hackfest is to say, let's develop some features. Let's make a short list of. A few features, 2-3 features that we think that would make a difference, that we think, it would be reasonable to implement given the amount of money that we have, for instance, and let's make a bid. Let's open this bid so people, individuals or companies or whoever, they can say, okay, I want to do this feature. I'm going to take the money if I can make it. So what are the features? I've been talking to a few people. I have some ideas of my own. I've been talking to a few people in the past few days here at Guadec. Those three up there are my ideas. Some of them are also taken from the notes of the meeting of the safety team that happened at Guadec 2014, especially the Tor VPN integration. I think it would be a really nice feature to have. A lot of people that I spoke to were kind of excited about it. So, you have a VPN in your controls, in the control center in the network settings, you have like some sort of VPN switch that routes all of your traffic through the Tor network. Something else that I thought is to make it very easy to have your home directory encrypted by default. Right now, it's not that it's crazy hard if you know what you're doing, but you have to jump through a few hoops and it's kind of like a manual process. It would be fantastic, I think, if you could just do it from GNOME Control Center when you create a new user. You're like, I want the home of this user encrypted. Or from GNOME Initial Setup, when you first set up your distribution, you could do it there. This seemed feasible to me. I don't know if it's too large of a feature. Maybe yes, maybe not. I don't know. Securely resetting the machine is also an interesting one for me. Like, let's say you have your laptop, you want to sell it, or you are afraid that you have some stuff on your laptop that shouldn't be there. You want a way to maybe delete securely all of your data, but keep maybe the operating system. So this would be kind of like a securely reset feature, like other operating systems have. Like, for instance, Windows 10 has something like that. I don't know if Mac has it too. I've talked to a few people. One idea that came up is some feature work on Seahorse. Seahorse is our keyring manager application, basically. It hasn't exactly received a lot of love recently, to use an euphemism. And you know, it looks pretty much like a GNOME 2 app. It needs modernization. It would be a better. It could be a lot better. So there could be something that we can do there with the help maybe of some designer, revamp it, optimize it for a few use cases. Another one that I thought was interesting, perhaps I don't know if it's too large for the scope of what we want to do here, but a password manager. So something that, you know, like 1Password, for instance, though you have like your master password and you keep all the passwords in there, that is nicely integrated with the GNOME desktop. What do you guys think? This is all I could come up with. Yes, Steph? And Tofu. Yeah. Okay, yes, that is something I was actually talking yesterday night about, Tofu. This is something that I didn't know before. I thought it was just something that you eat. It's actually not. Trust for use. Yeah, that's another good idea. So for those that don't know, basically it's a... how can you explain it? It's a way to make sure that the same person that you saw a message before is the same person that you're talking right now. So it's similar in concept to the concept of key exchange, except that there's no key exchange that happens before the conversation begins. You basically take at face value what you see the very first time, and you trust that for what it is. Like Steph tells me, oh, I'm Steph, I'm telling you hi, I'm saying you hi. And I say, okay, this may or may not be Steph. The next time that I talk to Steph, or the person that thinks, the person that claims to be Steph, maybe it's not Steph, but at least it's the same NSA agent, for instance. You know? It's the same person. So something like that could be implemented, for instance, in Evolution, so or in a mail client or in an address book, so you see, okay, this email seems to be signed with the same key that you have seen for the same person in this previous 20 emails, or something like that. Could be a nice feature.
So if we're just throwing out ideas, two come to mind for me immediately. One is, I spent a lot of time messing around with Tor browser recently, and the way that they protect against tracking in a lot of cases is anonymizing what is sent out or queried from the browser. And I think there are probably several GNOME apps where they're having an anonymous switch without having to run everything through Tor, but just to sanitize the requests that are sent out might be useful. Just think about maps if you can request things without having it send your location just by having a toggle switch. And the other, which is totally unrelated to that, is controversial. There's a proposal called Steed, which was
Steed,
yeah, which is an email encryption thing that aimed to simplify the process of getting OpenPGP set up by sort of automatically creating a key that the user didn't have to worry about. And if you knew what you're doing, you could make your own key and set everything correctly. But it sort of pre-setting up something that's better than nothing. And yeah. Again, that's controversial to a lot of cryptographers, but
yeah, it's like tofu. It's like one of those features yeah. that that are there's a question on there up there that is not like you, like real security minded people would tell you like, oh no, you should really verify that this person is this person through another yeah up there. Yes, and by the way, Alan, are you taking notes? Thank you.
Just we discovered this morning, or perhaps some people knew before, but at least that there is actually a start of a DAO mockups of a new redesign of Seahorse, and there is even someone called Ueno that started implementing a prototype. So that isn't finished, and it doesn't seem to be actively going on, but at least the mockups part has a quite good start. And for the one interested, it's filed as Gnomebug 711252. I don't know if it could be written somewhere.
So, okay, cool. Yes. Sure.
Michael's first.
Okay. Intermission in our Seahorse discussion thread. I think there is quite a lot of possibilities to discuss for how to best use these funds. We that more than we can discuss in the next 10 minutes, because I could argue for more than that time against or for several of these different proposals. We actually have a wiki page on the GNOME Wiki that was set up a year or two ago to discuss different proposals for how best to use these funds, and there's several on there, most of them relating to either Empathy Telepathy Stack or Epiphany WebKit Stack, where we have some pretty serious issues that need to be addressed. So my suggestion is that we should take a look at this wiki page. At our suggestions from this presentation there, we need a forum for more long-form comments and discussion on this.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think, you know, my goal is not to get out of this room with a decision, but my goal is to put this back, this up of people's attention so that we don't find ourselves again here in 2017 and say, oh, we still have this money, how do we spend it? Alan.
So just to go back to the point about the Seahorse redesign, that's something that I worked on with Daiki, and he did a bunch of work. It's got pretty far, but yeah, he disappeared recently, so I think that's just a matter of pinging him and see what's going on.
Okay.
So I'm not entirely sure whether that's a good prospect, but we could certainly find out what the status is of that initiative and then go from there. In terms of ideas, one point that occurs to me is that they don't have to be big features. It could be a review and a series of smaller features, like say if we want to make sure that all of our apps are using HTTPS, for example, maybe we could, it could be something that looks across the whole.
Yeah. I have a couple of opinions about this and also what you were saying, Michael. And it's kind of why, like, in this, like, three ideas are kind of like one neat thing that it doesn't exist, and then we have it rather than a small incremental improvement. I mean, as much as I don't like it, but telepathy isn't really much useful anymore or used, right? So, yeah, I see, I mean, people that used to work on telepathy that do thumbs down. So, I mean, maybe we shouldn't spend any money on it. As much as I, really like Epiphany and I really like that, appreciate the project, you know, there are alternatives. Whereas, like, if you do something like, oh, let's make home encryption easy, in my mind, that would have, like, you know, gotten, like, there for more users. Like, it would have been something that a lot of more people could use. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. That's why I'm talking to you.
So I kind of agree on the telepathy point. We can argue about epiphany later. The reason I'm not a fan of the home encryption idea is because we've seen home directory encryption is insufficient for laptop use cases. I think it's very important to encrypt all of VAR at least. There's a lot of sensitive data in the system logs, and that's not something we can do in GNOME Control Center or GNOME Initial Setup. That's something true. That has to be done in distro pack in distro installers. And
yeah.
The guy I mentioned before from the security team did a talk on Flock exactly about this topic. He's been working on several really cool technologies and features to enable this in a user-friendly fashion. So he's hoping to give a talk next WADEC. So
cool.
I'm going to suggest that that's not the best use of our funds. That's something we need to hope downstreams do for us. And regarding the Tor VPN integration, I'd just like to say that has to be thought of through carefully to make sure we're not sending private data on the same circuits, right? We don't want to, right? Okay.
Yes, and I think that also home encryption is better than no encryption. Leonard has a question.
I just wanted to say that from a system side of things, for the special case that you only have one user on the system, which is probably 99.9% of all setups, there's like the Lux password used for the boot up is actually stored in the kernel keyring. And the idea was always that GDM would pick it up from there and would then use it for everything else, like, for example, unlocking the session, unlocking the local keyring and everything. So actually, that thing is kind of solved from the lower level kind of side, and it's really about full system encryption, right? It's just a matter, and a relatively minor work of making GDM actually pull the key, like the password, actually out of the keyring, and then you have it already. And I'm pretty sure that's very realistic to do.
Okay.
Thanks. I'm not sure how you'd use the money for this, but I wanted to ask about one of the social aspects of this. Mm-hmm. I generally agree with the mindset something is better than nothing, but I think maybe some security purists would disagree with that, because if you're engaging in some communication that might put your life at risk, then anything less than perfect security is not enough. And so I wonder how we would communicate that, you know, if we introduce more safety and security into the operating system by default, how do we communicate that it may not be enough for every single application that you might want to use it for?
Yeah, that's a great point. I don't really have a good answer to that. There's I don't know. It's a tricky problem.
So also, I would suggest implementing some secure voice communication application, because there is a secure network called Tox, but their client is not specifically written for GNOME and looks like Alien here. And okay. I think that we have to specifically consider the use case of tablets, because full disk encryption is not really usable on tablets, because currently there is no way to input the initial full disk encryption password using on the on-screen keyboard. There is nobody simply implementing that.
That is a good point. It doesn't work with Plymouth. A lot of work would need to happen to make something Plymouth Wayland. I don't know. we have, I think, room for another two questions.
It's not a question. It's kind of an answer to your comment. one of the things we discussed in the safety meeting to what expect was that it's not really GNOME's job to become safe enough for people whose lives may be at risk. Like, if you are targeted by a government or something, there's nothing GNOME can do. If you are in that position, you are much better off using things like Tails, hiding, or, you know, using one of the super paranoid things like Cubes OS, or just, you know, going offline. No. The thing that GNOME can do is to protect people from everyday harassers, snoopers, nasty co-workers. You know, you don't want your, if you are in a family, you don't want your abusive spouse to be able to snoop through your browser history. If you live in a workplace, you don't want your workmates to be able to snoop through your files, even though they are maybe, you know, world readable, things like that. So it's more pedestrian kind of safety, not we can do things that avoid people tripping up accidentally and exposing themselves, but we cannot really protect them from very, very resourceful antagonists, you know?
Yeah. Guys, unfortunately, we have to stop here. I'm really, really glad that this is clearly a topic that a lot of you find very interesting. So if you have any other suggestions or comments, please find me or Alan, and we can keep talking about this in the next few days. So thank you.